everyone, and welcome into this Thursday edition of Ladies Line. I kind of had a different idea about today. You know, clouds, not bad, but they said it was going to be in the low 70s. We got a long way to go to get to the low 70s, so I don't know. Something else is kind of putting a damper on things. Not too sure here, but, yeah, well, live and learn, right? Maybe it's because we made mention of the fact that come Monday, Columbus Day Observance Day, which means no bills. Yeah, there's no bills on Monday. Woohoo! We're supposed to get into the upper 70s to around 80. I know, right? That's kind of crazy. So maybe they're just saying, huh, you think, right? You think. So, okay. We do have a few items in our mailbag. We also have open phone lines. 269-9931 is the number if you're looking for something, if you have something for sale. If you'd like to give something away, call us up. Let us know about it. 269-9931 is the number. All right. For sale, we have some Northern Spy apples. 874-4107 is the number. 874-4107. We have also for sale a almost a six and a half foot by 10 foot lawnmower trailer. New tires, LED lights, tailgate assist. For $1,200. There's also numerous 50-foot wooden... Oh, there must be different rolls. Numerous 50-foot rolls of wooden snow fence. They're asking $15 a roll. And the number to call is 975-4312. 975-4312. There is a garage sale going on right now through Sunday. 9 to 5, 1815 North Berry Road in Bad Axe. There's a Gasho carved oak bed, a Reese 1,200-pound hitch, a hitch assembly with sway control, elegant glassware of the Depression era, backpack sprayer, costume jewelry. There's old and recent nonfiction books, quilts, and craft supplies, paperback books, magazines, housewares, puzzles, CDs, DVDs, audiobooks, treasures, and junk. And it's going on today through Sunday from 9 to 5. It's 1815 North Berry Road. We have someone looking to buy barn wood and roofing steel. They will pick it up or they'll pay to have it delivered. And the number to call is 295-5935. 295-5935. For sale, an Aaron's riding lawnmower, 60-inch cut, homemade cab, snowblower, chains, and back weights. If you're interested, the number to call is 315-1099. 315-1099. For sale, we have a trailer hitch that fits a Chevy Traverse or a Buick Enclave. We have a vintage, some vintage campers, clamp-on mirrors, and slide-on camper mirrors. There are two 255-75 R17 tires on rims. One is new. The other is like new. There are four 235-65 R17 tires on rims, 400 miles or less on them. Four tonneau covers for GM trucks. A brand new still in the box Sky Caddy, used golf clubs, golf pull cart, four 225-60 R18 all-season tires with about 300 miles on them, and new still in the box GM rear chrome step bumper with dual exhaust, and the number to call for that is 670-5151, 670-5151. And also, we have someone giving away black walnuts. They currently have 7 bags of black walnuts, and it weighs about 150 pounds at least. And they are available for immediate roadside pickup. For more information, call 670-9987. 670-9987. Hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Yeah, I am still looking for a little house dog, a little girl, and a tiny. My phone number is 989-582-0507, and leave me a message.
582-0507?
Yep.
Okay, we'll keep looking, see if we can find it for you then.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, we're looking for a small house dog, female house dog. 582-0507 is the number to call, 582-0507. Hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Hello.
Hi there.
I've got a camper trailer for sale. It's a Trail Sport by R Vision. It's 23 feet long, and it's got a slide. I also got a pole and chainsaw with a 14-inch bar. I got all kinds of different pedal tractors, different kinds, different. And I also got one 16-size toy tractors. A lot of them are still in the boxes. All different kinds there, too. I got all kinds of Western collectibles. I got a nice electric guitar. I got briar horses and briar animals. A lot of them are still in the boxes, and they're the older ones made in USA. I got a nice Bowie knife, and I also got some other collectible hunting knives. And I'm always looking for pedal tractors, parts for pedal tractors, junk pedal tractors, and trailers for pedal tractors. And also some 1/16-size toy tractors, especially in Alice Chalmers, Oliver, or Minneapolis Moline. And my number is 269-8921.
8921.
Yep.
Okay, Artie, we will get to work on it for you then, see what we can do.
Okay, have a nice day.
You too, thank you.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so Artie has a 23-foot camper trailer, one with a slide on it. He's also got a pull and chainsaw, some pedal tractors, different models and colors. He's got 1/16-size toy tractors, again, different models, a lot of them still in the boxes. He has Western collectibles, an electric guitar, briar horses and other animals, even bison, and a Bowie knife plus other collectibles there. And he's looking for pedal tractors, parts to pedal tractors, trailers. Even if you think it's junk, you might be able to get some parts off of it. And also some 1/16-size toy tractors like Alice Chalmers, Oliver, Minneapolis Moline, any of those. And if you can help him out or if you're interested in any of the items, the number to call is 269-8921. 269-8921. And pretty much that's how easy it is for you to get something on Ladies Line. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. 269-9931 is the number. If you're looking for something, if you have something for sale, maybe you just want to give something away, give us a call. 269-9931. I'm going to take this break. I'll be right back.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
October is here, and there's nothing like the beautiful fall colors that begin to appear. The City of Harbor Beach, the Harbor Beach Chamber, and local businesses invite you to come see the changes of the season all fall, and especially during the Halloween camping weekends, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and October 8th, 9th, and 10th at North Park Campground. There will be a contest for all types of Halloween costumes, hayrides, trick-or-treating, refreshments, and more. Enjoy a stroll on our Bacchus and Harborview trails as the colors change for the season. You can even catch a cross-country meet on the Bacchus Trail October 9th. For hunting and fall getaways, our cottages are available for rent. Book your cottage by calling the marina at 989-479-9707. The City of Harbor Beach, the Harbor Beach Chamber, and local businesses look forward to welcoming you to Harbor Beach this fall for all the fall favorites Harbor Beach has to offer. Visit our website, harborbeach.com.
Song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Harbor Beach Community Hospital proudly welcomes Dr. Parks to our team of providers.
This is Dr. Laura Parks. I am pleased to have joined the Thumb Area community as a primary care physician at Harbor Beach Community Hospital. I grew up on a cash crop and dairy farm, and I am excited to be serving in a rural area. I offer a full scope of family medicine services, ranging from newborn to geriatric care, including both men and women's health care, well baby and child visits, physical exams, minor surgical procedures, and comprehensive chronic disease management. Just about all of your healthcare needs. As a part of Women's Health, I provide annual screenings, mammograms, and gynecological services. I would be happy to serve you as your primary care physician.
For an appointment with Dr. Parks, contact the Harbor Beach Medical Clinic at 989-479-3291. We even have late day appointments to accommodate your busy schedule. Call 989-479-3291. Harbor Beach Community Hospital, your safe harbor for great healthcare.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, you're on Ladies Line. Hello? Hi, you're on the radio.
Good afternoon.
Hello there.
Yes. Looking for snow removal, a residence in Ubley, must have a snow blower. I really like the snow blower. And the phone number is 658-8489. And the person that would have a snow blower can call me anytime. 658-8489.
Okay, we'll see if we can find someone for you then.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great afternoon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so he's looking for someone to do snow removal, but it needs to be a snow blower, and it's right in Ubley. The number to call is 658-8489. 658-8489. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, today I still got quite a few pumpkins for sale. Anywhere from $1.50 to $5 for an extra large one. I got quite a bit of squash. Butternut, buttercup, acorn, and spaghetti squash. The small ones are $3 for $1. There's nice size there for 50 cents each. And extra large butternut is $1.25. I'm located 5 miles south of Elkton, or 1 mile north of the old Grant Party Store, right on Elkton Road. And also, I got for sale a Troy-built edger, used one time, like new, asking $150. Call anytime, 989-375-0302.
0302. Did you miss a few pumpkins yesterday?
Yeah.
Those are nice pumpkins. I just want to let you know that, okay?
Yep, they're nice size.
They are. And I went out there and I went, oh my gosh. But I went away with my little group of them. So thank you.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yep.
All right, bye bye. Okay, so he's got pumpkins, and I will attest they are very nice pumpkins. They're big pumpkins, too. I mean, they have some smaller ones, but he's got some really nice big ones out there. He's got squash as well, and he's also got that Troy-built edger. It was only used once, so you can stop by. It's 5 miles south of Elkton or a mile north of the Grant Party Store, and for the edger, it's $150, and you can give him a call at 375-0302. Now, you know, they keep telling us, they keep giving us this, let's look it up. We're going to go to the Farmer's Almanac. For winter, right? 2022. Let's see. Old Farmer's Almanac 2022. Ugh, let's see what we got here. Let's see if it's going to tell us anything. We are looking at... No, I don't want you to get in there. Out. Get out. There we go. If they're going to tell us U.S. winter only map, maybe we can look at that. See what it's going to tell us. It's telling us we're going to be cold and dry. That's kind of like an overview, cold and dry, but I also heard we were supposed to get a lot of snow. Huh. I wonder if it's going to tell us anything else. I didn't get all the way through it and just to see where everything was going to be, but they kind of gave us a little scare that the Farmer's Almanac was going to tell us that this year was going to be. You remember that 2013 where we was like really cold and then it was like lots of snow? Yeah. And I think that's kind of what they were saying that we were going to get. And I'm not too sure if that's what it's talking about again. But we will have to kind of see if we can get any of the season of shivers. That's what it's calling for. The Farmer's Almanac arrives with a chilling winter warning. So that's according to the latest edition. And let's see. There's going to be this coming winter. Could be one of the longest and coldest that we've seen in years. She's the editor. Janice is the editor of the Farmer's Almanac. And it says for 230 years, the Almanac has been helping readers to prepare for winter's worst conditions with its 80% accurate weather forecasts. So, in some places, the super cold of the coming winter will also bring lots of snow. And it's also the extreme wintry mix is expected in areas like New England, as well as through the Ohio Valley, in northern portions of the Deep South, and in southeast New Mexico. There's also forecast along the track from eastern Montana southward to the western halves of the Dakotas and into the northeastern Colorado, above average snowfall. Temperatures in this mid-country strip will be relatively normal. Snowfall will be abundant, with several storms predicted throughout the winter. And meanwhile, most western areas will remain relatively dry, with all but the Pacific coast and portions of southeast experiencing the frigid cold predicted for much of the rest of the country. So we'll see if we can dip a little bit more into that and find out a little bit more. Hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Yes, I have car storage and motorcycle storage for the winter in a heated building.
Okay.
And the number you can reach me is 989-550-9271.
9271. Okay, we'll see what we can do for you then.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, 550-9271 is the number to call. He's got car and motorcycle storage. It's heated storage for the winter. Now, 550-9271 is the number. 550-9271. Hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Yes, today I have for sale a Casio keyboard. It's brand new. It has 61 keys. It's a portable keyboard, and it has every function that's possible on it. I'm asking $200 or best offer, and they can reach me at 375-4433. And if I'm not available, just leave a message.
Okay, leave a message. Okay, we'll get to work on it for you then.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so he has a Casio keyboard. It's brand new. It's the 61-key keyboard. And if you are interested, if you need more information, you can call 375-4433. And if you can't get to the phone, just leave a message. 375-4433. Well, I was just looking at what other information I could find out from the Farmer's Almanac, and I think it's kind of leaving me in the dark up to this point. But, yeah, it's kind of calling for that extra cold. Like, for us, it's supposed to be, if you get to, like, Alpena, East Tawas, it's saying, like, cold and wet. If you close in on the map, that's kind of what it shows. And for the Thumb, it's cold and dry. Now, we already know that's going to kind of mess up because we're going to get some of that. There's going to be lake effect in there. There's going to be a little of this and a little bit of that. Now, what they consider cold and what I consider cold is going to be a whole different ballgame. But they're even calling for cold and wet in Texas and cold and dry in, the, like, Florida. So, yeah, I have a feeling we're going to get hit with quite a bit. So we'll have to kind of see how it mellows out and what we can see later on. So they're, yeah, they're talking about a pretty nice, or should I say a pretty different type of winter for us this year. So have to see how it pans out. We're going to be checking in with Precision Weather with Russ Murley in just a bit here to see how things are shaping up. But first, hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Hi, my number is 977-0823 in Bayport. I have a one of the old oxygen makers and a tank holder for like $20. And I got a roll top desk for $75. I got a treadmill. It's a heavy duty fold up. It's $150. I got a lawn roller, about a 40 gallon plastic one for $150. Let's see. Oh, I got a natural gas. It's either like a 30 or 40,000 space heater for the floor. You know, it's a floor model for $30. I got electric pressure washer, 1,700 pounds per whatever it is.
SI.
$40. And, I got a boat trailer for 16-foot boat. $75. Oh, I got an Onan generator, an older one, for $50. And I got a pile of 2x6s and 2x4s, and I'm at 654 Second Street. If somebody wants to come over and make me an offer on them, I'd consider anything decent offers. So I guess that's it.
Okay, 977-0823.
Yep.
Okay, we'll get to work on it for you then.
Thank you very much. Have a good day now.
You too. Thank you. Okay, so he's got that oxygen maker. You'll have to call and ask him a little bit more on that if you think you might need that. Roll top desk, the treadmill. He's got that plastic lawn roller, the natural gas space heater, the pressure washer, the boat trailer for a 16-foot boat, the generator, and he's got some 2x6s and 2x4s he just wants an offer on. And the number is 977-0823. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes. I got several items for sale.
Okay.
I got a air compressor. It's 4-horse electric motor on it. And an 11-gallon tank. And it's got a chunk of hose on it, and it's got, I need to do some replumbing on it. I added a shutoff valve.
Okay.
I'm asking $60 for that.
Okay.
And I've also got a pickup box too, or a toolbox for a pickup box. It's got one lid on it. It goes all the way across, and it's, I like $75 for that.
Okay.
And I've got a 6-foot picnic table here that I got the lumber during the highest prices on the lumber, but I would sacrifice it at $350.
Okay.
I guess that's it for today.
Right.
My phone number is 989-551-8986.
8986.
Yes.
Okay. We'll see what we can do for you then.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so he does have that air compressor. It's a 4-horse, 11-gallon. He's got the toolbox that'll go inside a pickup truck and a 6-foot picnic table. If you're interested, need more information, give him a call. It's 551-8986. 551-8986. Well, I was talking about the cold winter, but we're not quite there yet, thank goodness, and it looks like we may have a revisit from some warmer weather. Russ Murley from Precision Weather standing by. He has more on our forecast.
Slow-moving low pressure over the Central Plains will be nudging northward here over the next few days and ultimately drifting across the Thumb and Sunrise side and washing out this weekend. This will lead to a lot of cloudiness along with some spotty to isolated shower activity. It looks like skies will start to brighten up slowly but surely during the weekend. Considerable cloudiness this afternoon, lower 70s and east to southeast breeze at 5 to 15. There's a 20% chance of precipitation. Spotty showers tonight, 57 to 62. East to southeast winds at 5 to 10. Chance of rain increases to 40% tonight. Tomorrow, spotty showers, 68 to 73. Southeast winds at 10 to 15. Chance of rainfall, 50%. Isolated showers, 57 to 62 tomorrow night. Partly sunny at times. Isolated showers, upper 60s to lower 70s on Saturday. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Merley.
Thank you very much, Russ. Yesterday, our high was 70. We got down to 62 last night. Currently, we have a falling barometer of 30.15. Humidity's at 90%. Nothing in the way of wind, but our current temperature is sitting at 65 degrees.
It's that time of year to start your own landscaping projects. And if you want some ideas, Bisher Landscaping has an unbelievable outdoor paradise you can come and check out. It's so much easier than you think to tackle some of your own landscaping projects. If you're not sure how to install a retaining wall, decorative stone, patio block, or just touch up what you have, Bisher's knowledgeable staff is there to help you out. They can even send you home with do-it-yourself literature. And with their prices, you can afford to do this. If you want a quote before you start, bring in some measurements and they can help you figure it out. Also at Bisher Ready Mix, they carry most, if not all, of your pre-site building materials. Ready Mix concrete, fill sand, topsoil, driveway gravel, and so much more. So for all of your pre-site building materials or landscaping supplies, check out Bisher Landscaping. They're located at 1331 Thompson Road, half a mile east of the airport in Bad Axe. Bisher's is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., or weather permitting. You can contact their office at 989-269-9508 or Jill's cell at 989-551-8412.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
At Dairyland Seed, we're proud to offer our strongest ever lineup of top-performing seed. So proud that we're just going to stop talking and let the results speak for themselves. For corn, 210 top 5 finishers in independent trials. Silage, 200 top 5 finishers for tons per acre, milk per ton, and milk per acre in independent trials. Soybeans, 46 top 5 finishers in independent trials. And alfalfa, a 6.9% yield advantage in 502 head-to-head comparisons. Learn more about how we're bringing the yield at DairylandSeed.com.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Yes, today I have
Massey Ferguson 16-foot disc. It's been rebuilt. Nice disc. I have a John Deere 6-bottom plow, trailer plow. It's got new iron on it. My number is 989-768-0142.
0142. How big was your disc?
16-foot.
16. Okay. You kind of cut out on me when that happened. Okay. Well, we'll get to work on it for you then.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Yep. You too.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, Massey Ferguson, 16-foot disc, and the John Deere 6-bottom plow. It's a trailer plow. 768-0142 is the number to call. 768-0142 if you're looking for more information or if you would be interested. So, yeah, looking ahead, Farmer's Almanac, it's calling for cold and dry. Like I told you, around East Tawas, they're calling for wet and cold, so we kind of have to play it in the middle. We'll probably have a combination of the two, but they are calling for cold in both parts, so we'll just have to wait and see how cold. Hal, you're on the radio.
Phone number is 810-537-4091, and I still have that Savage bolt action. It's a 17 HMR rifle with a scope. It's still brand new in the box. Never been fired that I'd like to part with. If anybody's interested, they can contact me at that number.
Okay, it's 810-537-4091.
That's it.
Okay, we'll get to work on it for you then.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, 810-537-4091 is the number to call. It's a Savage bolt action. It's new. 810-537-4091. Hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
I'm looking for a... How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm looking for a 10-cup coffee pot.
10-cup drip. Coffee pot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my number is 315-6041.
6041.
Yep. Good used one.
Okay. We'll see what we can find for you then.
Okay, Kelly. Thank you very much. You have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
Yep, bye.
All right, bye-bye. 315-6041 is the number to call. Looking for a 10-cup coffee pot. 315-6041. Well, if you are looking for something to do today, actually, this is not something to do. It's something you probably are or are not. Well, no, I guess you could probably do it if you're tempted. If you're tempted. So you know that November, they call it No Shave November, right? So it's a kind of a time frame where certain people grow out beards and such, getting donations so they can donate it to a certain charity. And if you talk to a lot of the girls out there, they'll tell you that no shave fall and winter starts like Labor Day weekend. And then they just keep going from there. We won't go that far. But No Shave November is coming up. But before you get to No Shave November, just know that today is Bald and Free Day. Now, I know there's a couple of these holidays. You'll probably hear about it a little bit more next week. But, sometimes you just got to double up on it and have some fun with it. So it's Bald and Free is basically to kind of honor those who have that, you know, shiny little top. Yeah, they buff it up and get it going. And technically, you don't even have to be bald to celebrate the day. But you can celebrate if you're married to someone that's bald. There could be a reason behind it. A lot of guys have gotten to the point now where, remember when it used to be like, what did they call it? The comb over? Yeah, they don't even do that anymore. They just shave their heads. And they've even gotten trimmers now, razors, that like are really close shaven so that you don't get the stubble or anything. It just like, it, yeah. It's like really close shaved, and you could be extra lucky, I guess. Sometimes that's what they say. You can decide, you cannot decide, you can fight back on it, but there are some advantages, I guess, to being bald. You don't spend a whole lot on haircuts. You don't have to buy shampoo or anything like that, hairspray, combs. It's just kind of... You can let your hair flow in the wind as you're out in your motorcycle or on your convertible. It doesn't get in your eye, does it? Nope, none of that stuff. So it might be something to consider if you were thinking about it, or maybe it gives you some logic behind some people who have decided to do that. Could be because they were losing their hair. Could be because they were going gray and they just didn't want to deal with it. Maybe they were born that way. Who knows? There's some reason behind it. But however it may be, it's a day to enjoy being bald and free. So there you go. All right. Well, we do have some open phone lines yet. 269-9931 is the number. If you are looking for something, have something for sale, you'd like to give something away, call us up. Let us know about it. 269-9931. I'm going to take another break here. I'll be right back.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
It's a steak sale at Huron's Finest in Bad Axe. Get a great price on whole New York strip loin, only $5.99 a pound, sliced free. A family pack of New York strip steaks, $7.99 a pound. Pork spare ribs, $2.99 a pound. Pork steak, Western ribs, or Boston butt pork roast, $2.49 a pound. Whole boneless pork loin, $2.99 a pound. Seven varieties of store-made sausage, $4.49 a pound. And find a full-line seafood department, including a two-pound bag of jumbo wild-caught red shrimp, only $17.99.
Huron's Finest has all your fall decoration. A huge assortment of pumpkins starting at $1.99. Hundreds of large and small gourds have arrived, and find mini straw bales and large Indian corn, two for $3. Pick up fresh produce, large red peppers, two for $1. Green peppers, three for $1. Celery, 99 cents a stalk. Acorn squash, 99 cents each. And Michigan apples, 99 cents a pound.
In the deli, farmland boiled ham, $3.99 a pound. Butterball golden brown turkey breast, $5.99 a pound. Huffman's hard salami, $5.99 a pound. Kogel's bologna, $4.99 a pound. Colby or Koljak cheese, $4.99 a pound. And a four-pound package of Kogel's hot dogs, $14.99.
Shop Huron's Finest just north of Bad Axe on M53. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Closed Sundays. Bridge cards accepted.
Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Okay, so we were talking earlier about the Farmer's Almanac prediction for it being a rather cold winter. So, in sticking with that part of it, there are some things that you can start doing so that it doesn't seem like a mad rush and, you know, you don't get it all done. I guess that's the way it would look at it for. So first thing is we could start with the house because there's a couple of other things that you can do. You got to get your car ready as well, but you're going to see a lot with that. But as it's time for, like we're fall right now, getting into winter. So basically you're going to look at your furnace, right? You're going to make sure that filter is changed. Now, some people change it more than once a year because they're running the air conditioner and the furnace and all that kind of good stuff. But it's still a good time to make sure that before you put that heat on for the first time, that you are going to make sure you have a new filter in there. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to have it looked at either, because you never want to have it go out in the middle of winter when it's freezing cold, and that's when everybody else is going out and you're stuck in the cold. Yeah, that's kind of a bad thing. You could go ahead and start cleaning up, like the vacuum fringe coils. You can get your chimney swept. That is a big one. A lot of people are like, I don't do that. Yeah, we've had quite a few chimney fires, and sometimes that sparks into something else as well. So make sure that you make that appointment and, get your chimney, swept, get it cleaned out there so that it's ready for this winter, especially if it's going to be a cold one, because you may be burning a little bit more wood. If you've got your patio furniture and stuff, it's probably, unfortunately, time to think about at least making arrangements if you do, to get them put away if you have to take them somewhere else if you don't have them right at the house. Of course, we're going to be raking leaves up. We're going to get the hoses and stuff put away. Your sprinkler system's taken care of. Now, this is also the time when you can aerate your lawn. Yeah, that's always a good thing to do, and you can... you can drain the sediment from your water heater. I've never done that. I got to learn how to do that. But now's a good time to go ahead and do that. Clean your gutters, your downspouts. Get all that taken care of. You can get ready for winter by removing screens from your home. You got to get, if that's what you do, sometimes we've got to check on the making sure that the seals are good around our windows and such. If you do have to still install some storm windows, you need to get that done. If you got to change out the screen in your door for the glass, it's time to start thinking about that, too. It's also a good time to clean your kitchen hood and exhaust fan because, of course, we're going to be using it more, more enclosed. So you're going to want to make sure that's a good thing. You want to test your sub pump. A lot of people were using it already with the rain that we got, right? And make sure that your ceiling fans are good and that they're running clockwise. I know, some people are like, what? Some of them you can change the direction. So you want to make sure that your fans are running clockwise, okay? So that the heat comes back down. Okay, so those are just some of the things that you can kind of look at when you're doing things like that. You want to kind of take a walk around, look at things. The gutters we've mentioned, the windows. Some people still have to get their firewood. They got to get it stacked and stuff, get it set and ready to go. But it's also a time to check your fire alarms, your smoke detectors and your carbon monoxide detectors. Make sure you have fresh batteries in them and make sure they work. Make sure everything's working. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, it's tied into my house already. Well, that's great, but you still need to test them. And it's always good to get things done ahead of time and see how things, you know, make sure that everything is set and ready to go. Hi, you're on Ladies Line.
Oh, hello. Girl, where are you at?
Hello.
Girl, are you in Bad Axe?
I'm in Bad Axe. Where are you?
Oh, in Caseville.
You're in Caseville. Well, what can we do for you today?
It's cloudy, and I got my T-shirt on. And it's cool out, or it's nice outside.
That's a little breezy though.
Get your yard work done. What do you want me to sell?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to sell?
No, I just want to hear about back in you're going back with the that thingamajiggy, the Farmer's Almanac.
Uh huh.
Okay, you've been babbling on for that. Not babbling. Excuse me.
That's all right. I get it.
But in 1985, I married a beautiful girl, and we're still happily together.
Good.
And I wonder what your almanac looks like for 1985, because I plowed snow for a long time.
That was a bad winter. I remember that winter.
I plowed snow for a long time. I quit a couple of years ago. Well, whatever. But, too many transmissions and whatnot. But, I just wondered, I always told the people, well, they would always go by that almanac.
Right.
I'd I would just tell them, well, I'll know better at Easter.
You will. You'll know how good the winter is by the time Easter rolls around.
Yes, ma'am. You girl, no doubt.
And somebody said you can read caterpillars, too, but I haven't figured that one out yet.
No, I'm not going there. All I know is I plowed for 30 years, and that
was enough, right?
And I'm still married to that beautiful girl.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Kel.
All right.
And if you want something, just call me, 989, of course, 963-0210.
0210. All right, you got it.
If you want cake pans, I'll give them to you for free.
Okay, sounds good.
Honest to God, I got them left over from the old business.
Okay.
All right. I thought you needed to spend some time.
I did. I really did, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
And, Kel, I needed to, too.
All right. Sounds good.
Let's hear something.
All right, have a good one.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You, too. Have a good one.
All right. Hi, you're on Ladies' Line.
Yes, today I have for sale a landscaping trailer, a 12-footer, and I have some lawnmowers for sale, a leaf blower, and I'm looking for work, all kinds, cleaning gutters, whatever, doing cleanup outside, inside painting, whatever it takes. I'll do it. Number is 989-975-6017.
6017. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 975-6017 is the number to call. He's got that landscaping trailer and the push mowers. And he's also looking to do like handyman work or outside work you need if you need some help getting things prepped up for the winter. That's good. He can do that. 975-6017. And yeah, enough babbling for me today. I think we've done enough damage for the day. Got everybody scared, paralyzed, don't know what we're going to do. But be smart about things. That's the main thing. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Oh, isn't that a like song? Who knows what tomorrow brings? Yeah, okay.
Safe to say, there's some song.
Yeah, there's a song for just about everything. That's it. There is. Yeah,
Crash Your Car in a Ditch. Yeah,
that's a country music song. It's got to be that way. All right, news is coming up next, and we'll also have more music in the afternoon to keep you company. And we've got Michigan State coming up Saturday at 10:30 in the morning, so that's going to be a good time. And it's getting kind of exciting. Haven't had Michigan State. Shush! You said
that.
Not yet.
I don't like it.
Oh, well, then that's fine. You're a Michigan fan? Okay. Yeah, doesn't matter to me. I'm just, okay. But it would be nice to see one of them in a bowl game. I don't watch the bowl games, but it would be nice to see them.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
A good New Year's type activity.
There you go. See?
Local teams for once.
Well, first we're going to go for Thanksgiving. Halloween and Thanksgiving.
True.
Then we'll go from there. All right. Okay, have yourself a great afternoon. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Till then, take care and keep smiling.
Good afternoon. You are listening to AM 1340 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and it's time that we get the latest look at your news.